I'd like to share Japan's view on the rendezvous and proximity operations, or RPOs. The category of RPOs is one which it is likely for this OEWG to make substantive progress on, while security concerns about potential use of RPOs for marine control space purposes are rising. On orbit services, such as the life extension and refueling of satellites, can be beneficial to space actors by contributing to space sustainability. The same technologies, however, can also be used to capture or disrupt satellites in a hostile manner. Japan believes that it is necessary to distinguish between such activities. What we should focus on when considering threats is types of RPOs that might result in collisions without any notification or consent. Enhancing transparency regarding these activities will contribute to transparency and confidence-building measures. Japan would also like to share its view on interference to space assets by marine cyber attacks. If states conduct cyber attacks against other countries' space assets and take control of those assets to maneuver them to collide with other space objects or make them enter the atmosphere forcibly, it would result in the creation of more debris, thus denying other states peaceful use of outer space. Therefore, this kind of attack should be regarded as a threat. In addition, interference of other countries' early warning systems or nuclear command control and communication systems may cause misunderstanding, miscalculation, and contingency situations between nations. Such activities should also be regarded as threats. Thank you.